This is Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows. The Champaign County Board is in charge of the county budget, county buildings and roads, a nursing home, and appointments to panels overseeing everything from rural cemeteries to property tax appeals. It's a county board that's going through some changes. Because of redistricting, all board seats are up for election. But there are other changes in the number of members, how board districts are configured, how the map was drawn, and who's running. Someone who's not running is Republican Steve Moser. At age 69, Moser is retiring. He's turning the operation of his family farm in St. Joseph Township over to his son, and he's giving up his county board seat after 20 years in office. Moser is one of several Champaign County Board incumbents who have chosen not to run, and he's not thrilled with how remaining members intend to move the board forward.
We've got some new people on there that have come in there with ideas that they're going to change the whole makeup of how we do business, and it doesn't work that way. The constraints of the state are pretty much going to dictate what a county board does and what it doesn't do.
In all, 11 county board members are stepping down or have already resigned in anticipation of a board roster reduction from 27 to 22. They include top leaders like Democratic County Board Chair Pius Weibel and Alan Nudo, who had been the Republican caucus leader. The reduction is meant to make the county board more efficient and responsive. Champaign Democrat Patsy Petrie says there are pros and cons.
One argument is a smaller board will enhance the possibility of conversation. The argument on the other side says that a smaller board means we have less expertise, breadth of expertise on the board.
Petrie is running for re-election in the new County Board District 6, which, like most of the newly drawn districts, has no contested races. In fact, there are only 11 Republicans running for the new 22-member board, making a GOP majority mathematically impossible. But one Republican remains optimistic her party's entire slate could win.
I just am excited about the opportunity of the potential of 11 and 11.
That's former Champaign City Councilwoman Cher Hample, who's challenging incumbent Democrats Geraldo Rosales and Justice Committee Chair Michael Richards in the new District 8, which straddles Champaign and Urbana. Hample believes an evenly divided county board could force the two parties to work together.
We'll have to work it out. We'll have to have conversation because you don't want it to be a draw every time. I mean, that would be the worst gridlock.
The departures of top leaders on the board might mean a re-elected Richards could end up as chairman or vice chairman. And he has ideas about how the county board's next leaders should approach the job.
We need to more efficiently utilize study sessions. We need to be thinking about our agendas and what we want to do with the county more in advance and not being as reactive.
The new Champaign County Board that voters elect next month will be seated in December. Steve Moser's departing advice to the new board: don't micromanage things that should be left to the county administrator. Don't put off decisions. And for the urban majority on the board, don't ignore the concerns of residents in rural areas like his. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.